How is everybody today? Good, I'm so glad. Well, I have, how many more days, how many more Sundays till Christmas?
One.
Oh, no.
Nine.
Five.
None. No more Sundays.
No more Sundays.
No more Sundays. This is the last Sunday because Christmas Eve is on Thursday. How many of you guys are still in school now? Are you still in school? Did you get out for the vacation coming up? Yeah, for vacation, right? So this is a really exciting time, isn't it? Yeah, and anything can happen, right? Anything can happen. So I'm going to tell you a story. Oh, what have we been covering the past few weeks in Kids for Christ Sunday School? What have we been talking about? Laura, you're not going to know this one. What have we been talking about? Do you remember? Angels.
Angels,
right?
I love angels.
What happens when an angel appears all of a sudden in front of everyone that we've been talking about? Mary and Zechariah. What is the first thing that happened when the angel appeared? Do you remember?
Nope.
Does that ring a bell? The angel comes and it's like a shock and they're scared, right? And what do? They go like what? Show me. Yeah, real scared. I can see you really got, you guys look scared. All right, you guys want to help me out? The angel Gabriel has appeared before you and you do what? There you go. Yeah. And what does the angel say? Keep the horses down. What does the angel say? What does the angel say? Do not be afraid. Right? Do not be afraid. I come in peace. Do not be afraid. Okay, so there are some shepherds. We're going to continue with our story. And there are some shepherds. Oops. My lamb lost his leg. All right.
Beautiful moment.
My lamb lost its leg. Okay. So
there
is a shepherd and a whole bunch of shepherds out in the field. Why do you think they're out in the field? Why are they out in the field?
To take care of the animals.
To take care of the animals. Oh, my gosh. It lost its head. It's losing its leg. It's not good. So they're out in the field, and they're taking care of the animals just like Pastor Marianne is doing. Right? So, So, wait. Here's the shepherd. And the animals are out in the field. Because why are they out in the field? What do they do in the field?
Eat.
They eat, of course, they eat. And so they eat and they drink water and they sleep. And yeah, so they're out in the field. Now, do you think that they come in every single night and then go back out to the fields again?
Yep.
Ooh, not certain times of the year. They stay out in the fields all the time. Now, do you think they stay out there by themselves?
No way.
No way.
They
have
this guy.
They have this guy. And who is this guy?
Nope. Don't know.
He's called a shepherd.
All
right. Right. And what is this right here that he's got? Do you know what that's called? That's called a shepherd's crook. You could call it a cane. It's called a crook. And you know what they use this for? They use this in case the shepherd's going away. They grab him by the neck. It doesn't hurt them. They can grab them and bring them back in, which is why he has a shepherd's crook or a shepherd's hook. Now, if my lamb were in good shape here, he would be out in the field, okay? So we're just going to leave him here. And then all of a sudden, it's dark out, right? All of a sudden, what appears in the sky?
An angel.
An angel appears. But, I mean, it's really dark out, and all of a sudden, this angel, it's like this bright light comes. And comes to the shepherds, right?
Why do you think the shepherds?
Well, I'm going to tell you why. So what do you think happens? How do you think the shepherd reacts when the angel comes?
OMG.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. That's right. Oh, my goodness. Gets, like, really, really scared. And what do you think the angel says?
Don't be scared of me.
Right. Do not be afraid. Don't be scared. I bring you good news, right? And so, what do you think the good news is that the angel brings to the shepherds that are out in the field that night?
The animals are safe.
The animals are safe. Oh, that might have been part of the message, but that's not the message I was thinking of. What do you think the message is? The message is that Jesus is born, that the King is born, that the one who will bring peace to the world is born. And you will find him wrapped up in swaddling clothes in a manger. Do you know what a manger is? What's a manger?
A place to store hay.
Store hay? It goes a little bit beyond storing hay. When these animals go back in, okay, we're going to pretend he's all fully an animal. When the sheep goes back in and there's stuff, it's their feeding bowl. It's where they eat from. And that's where Jesus had to lay because there was no place else for Jesus to be. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if you were just born and you were put in a dog bowl? Exactly. A big, right? No. So, okay. So then the angel tells the good news, and then you know what happened after that? A whole bunch of angels appeared. Okay, remember we talked about angels being messengers, and they praise God, and they're used to comfort us. So all of a sudden, all these angels, I mean, they like lit up the sky with all these angels, and they are called the host of angels. That's what they call them, the host. There's lots and lots and lots of them. And they start to sing. They start to sing praises about the newborn king. It's like a choir singing. And so then, after that, all of a sudden, boom, the sky went dark. And they disappeared. And all that was left were the stars. And what do you think the shepherds did after that?
OMG.
No, they went to the manger.
They went to the manger because they were told to go to the manger. If an angel came and told you to go to the manger, would you go to the manger? Yeah, absolutely. That's exciting news. You would go to the manger, especially after all those angels. So that is our last angel story. By the way, do you think there was an angel at the manger?
Probably.
I don't know that we know that there's an angel, but there might have been an angel at the manger.
That's invisible.
Oh, that's invisible. Well, why do you think the angel would have been at the manger? Because that's where Jesus is born. What do you think the angel's doing? If the angel is there.
Inspecting.
No. Probably singing praises, right? Angels don't inspect. That's one role they don't have. They don't come and inspect and see what you're doing. No, they don't do that. They bring good news to you. They sing praises to God, and they give you comfort when you're scared.
And there's no bad angels.
And so let's pray together. Oh, Jesus, you are with us all the time, and it's just a few more days until we celebrate when you first were born. Give us patience now over these next few days. We're probably going to be like bouncing off the walls, getting excited. So give us a lot of patience, but especially we ask that you send your angels to be with us, to guard us, to protect us, and to help us also to tell everyone about Jesus and the good news of who Jesus is. He is our King. And also that you give us comfort and help us to sing songs of praise to Jesus. We ask all of this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much for coming up. My wounded animal, we'll have to take care of him.
I like your angel.
Thank you very much.
I love you.